news all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Sunday, July 14th. I'm Donna Vaughn, and here's what's happening. An apology from Con Ed following Saturday's big Manhattan blackout, but still few answers about what, in fact, went wrong. The outage left a 30 to 40 block stretch of the West Side in the dark for some 5 hours, affecting about 73,000 ratepayers. Governor Cuomo tells 1010 Wins that we need to know why the blackout happened, but he doesn't want to rely on Con Ed alone for answers. He's ordered an independent review by state investigators. Immigrant communities around the city and the nation on edge today. The ICE raids that were postponed last month were scheduled to begin today, though there's been little, if any, evidence that large-scale roundups have been taking place. Mayor de Blasio thinks President Trump is using the raids to divide the nation. The storm named Barry losing much of its punch as it moves out of Louisiana and into Arkansas. Louisiana's governor says he is extremely grateful that Barry did not cause the disastrous floods that had earlier been forecast. On Long Island, a toddler nearly drowned in a small pond outside a home in Central Islip. The two-year-old was rushed to the hospital and is in stable condition now. And Spider-Man Far From Home sweeps to the top of the box office. It earned more than $45 million during its second weekend in theaters. 1010 Wins AccuWeather says low 69 tonight with clear skies, high 85 tomorrow and sunny, but without the sticky. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.